I go over things that happened during the day. I wonder if I'm being kind enough to those around me and attentive enough to my wife. Everything keeps me up. Everything keeps me up at night.
This is probably a familiar voice, Ira Glass, the host of This American Life. He's coming to Seattle later this month to give a talk about radio, but this isn't that show. This is Sound Effect, and I'm Jennifer Wing, and today it's the things that keep us up at night. Okay, so let's get back to the inner workings of Ira and the dark thoughts that steal his sleep.
I'm somebody who even as a kid, would lay in bed at night and think about my own death. I can't remember now if I was 5 or 6 or 7 when my Uncle Lenny went off to Vietnam. And what I knew about Vietnam was it was on TV all the time. It had been on TV for my entire life. And so when I turned 18, I was going to be going to Vietnam. And Vietnam, from what I could tell from TV, involved a lot of carrying stuff through a forest and running. And it looked like sports. And I was kind of a fat kid. I was like a round kid who wasn't into sports. And I knew that whatever it is that I would be called upon to do in Vietnam would involve a lot of like running and walking and being outside in the heat, which I also was very much not into as a child. And I just knew I was going to be bad at that. And I knew that people die in Vietnam, and I knew that I would die in Vietnam. And so I would just lie in bed trying to get my mind around the idea that I would be dead and everything in the world would continue without me forever. Like the buildings and the planet and the stars, everything is going to go on forever, but just I won't be there. And that would totally keep me up, you know? Like, and when you're a kid, like, you can't, you have no escape. Like, you can't drink, you know, like, there's
no
nothing
pills,
to take your mind.
Yeah.
you don't have any tools at all to, like, take your mind off of things.
It's just you and your imagination. Yeah.
It's just you and your imagination, yeah. And somehow, thankfully, I think what happened is I obsessed about this for so many years that I just got tired of it. You just can get used to anything, even your own extinction, that I just kind of moved on.
What are some of the things that keep you up at night? Today on Sound Effect, we're telling stories about people losing sleep because they don't want their happiness to ever end. We'll go on a night walk in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood with the unofficial mayor of Broadway. We'll even head out in the snow to harvest some oysters in the middle of the night. All of this and more just ahead.